So, you know, we have our professional obligations and we have devotional activities also. Both are important. How do we prioritize, especially when important devotional activities are there, occasions are there. At that time, we also have work. See, the spiritual is not the replacement for the material. The spiritual is again the foundation that directs the material. Arjuna did not win the Kurukshetra war by the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna won it by his knowledge of archery, which he had learned throughout his life. That knowledge of archery, how to use it, for what purpose to use it, that's what the Bhagavad Gita told him. So, it is not that the spiritual can be a replacement for the material. If we have that idea, then we will get ourselves into trouble. And so we cannot neglect our material responsibilities in the name of being very serious in bhakti. If we are really serious in bhakti, then that means we should be able to see Krishna not just in the activities where he is directly manifested. We should be able to see Krishna in the other, in the rest of the world also. Prabhupada writes in the 7th chapter that the jurisdiction of Krishna consciousness extends everywhere. That means even in our job, we see that as a service to Krishna. Krishna says, Svakarmana tam abhyarja siddham vindati manava. That by your work, worship that Lord, and in that way you can attain perfection. So, yes, we do need to have time for exclusive time for spiritual activities. Because without that exclusive time, we will not have the spiritual consciousness. We will not have the spiritual inspiration to spiritualize the rest of our life. So we do need to come in the association of devotees regularly. We do need to chant the holy names, worship the deities, study Shastra. We need time for this. Without that, we can't spiritualize the rest of things. But once we have done this, once we invest adequate proportionate time in these activities, then we are meant to carry that spiritual inspiration. And what does spiritual inspiration mean? Spiritual inspiration simply means the attitude to serve. So, that is, Krishna, I am your servant. So, in the temple, I am serving you directly. In my workplace, I am serving you indirectly. I was in Bangalore before I came to America. So, one student asked me, you know, how can I help my other students to also come to Krishna? I told him, by studying well. If you study well, they will see, oh, you are such a good student. What makes you such a good student? You can say that, you know, I chant, I practice bhakti, that helps me to calm my mind, it helps me to avoid distraction. That's how I can practice, I can study better also. So then I told him, by studying, there is no guarantee that others will come to Krishna. If you study well, still people may not come to Krishna. But if you study badly, there is a guarantee that people will not come to Krishna. Because people will see that your studies are making you irresponsible. If you become, people don't want to become like that. So, we shouldn't just think that, okay, it's Radhashtami, so I have to get Radharani's mercy, so I have to go to the temple. Yes, we need to go to the temple. But that same Radharani can also be remembered elsewhere, if that's what is required for us. So, it's good to plan our life in such a way, in advance, that important devotional occasions, we can clear our other things. You know, maybe we work a day more extra, and then get leave on that day. Or work from home on that day and manage things like that. So, for important devotional occasions, we can plan in such a way that we can take time off. But it is not that we have to be constantly resenting when we are doing any material obligations. You should also see that. That is also one way you can serve Krishna. And try to spiritualize that activity also. So, that way, we will be able to minimize the conflict between the material and the spiritual in our life. At one level, if we have the attitude of service, then even the material becomes spiritual. Even in our job, if we are actually doing our job well, in many ways we are actually serving Krishna. First of all, work itself is a way to serve Krishna. And if we work well, we have financial stability. Then with the financial stability, then also our bhakti goes on more smoothly. If we are working well, people are observing us. And then when we invite, if we are known as competent person, and if you invite people to come for some programs, they are more likely to come. That's why we shouldn't have a fragmented vision of bhakti. That only these activities are devotional and all these activities are mundane.
No, these are directly devotional activities, and all the other activities are also devotional. They may be indirectly devotional, but they are also devotional. And just like if I am going on a road, so say if I am going to from here to New Vrindavan, if the traffic is much, I may go slowly. The traffic clears, I'll go faster. So like that, sometimes in our life, in the journey of our life, sometimes the material circumstances may take a lot of time. That's like the traffic is too much. At that time, our spiritual activity may slow down. Other times, when the road becomes clear, our material applications are not so many, we can move faster. So as long as our direction is clear, this is the direction I want to go. I want to dedicate my life to Krishna. I want to move towards Krishna. And exactly how we do it, that can vary according to time, place, circumstance. Does that answer your question?